With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You got to check this out. Let's go to Jimmy in Rockland County real quick. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Jess. How are you?
All right, great, man. What's happening?
All right, so I think as far as the Yankee fan temperature, Boomer, you couldn't be any more on the money. Jerry, I don't understand how you measure disappointment. Somebody's going to be disappointed. Somebody's going to be super disappointed. I mean,
you just did it. The Yankees, well done.
The Yankees had this game two, going home to have two games at home to go to the ALCS.
Can we stop?
You can't stop. Jimmy, keep going. Jimmy, don't listen to him. Just keep going. You know, Jimmy,
what Jimmy's going to do is say they would have won the series because they won Friday. Yeah, we don't know that.
Yeah, but Jerry's
you don't know that. Jimmy doesn't know that.
Can you please let the fan talk?
No.
I agree. We don't know it. But to go home with those two games at home, you're feeling good. And to lose at that point, you're just as disappointed as anybody. When the favorite loses, of course, there's a lot of letdown.
Don't hang up on
Indians them. were clearly
Jimmy,
favored,
this
so.
Team blew a 3-1 lead in the World Series last year and was up 2-0 now in this series. If they lose tonight, I'm sorry. The Yankees losing compared to the Indians losing, there's no comparison. There's just not. You can't even explain it, although you kind of did, by saying there's disappointed and super disappointed.
Well, thank
there's
you, Jimmy,
no
Jimmy,
comparison.
Jimmy, but my point being,
sorry.
Hang up on him. The reason I didn't hang up on him. I mean, I said,
keep him on.
No, I'm just saying that Jimmy understands what I'm saying is that there are a lot of Yankee fans out there that think that this series should be over now. That's all I'm saying.
You're right, but even you would agree that that's not fair. You don't know what would have transpired
Who
had
says
they won
it's
the
fair.
Game.
It doesn't have to be fair. Nothing
because
about sports
not
is fair because everybody, all it is.
It's an opinion.
But that
means nothing.
Right, that doesn't mean it's not fair. It's an opinion. Somebody's opinion. That's what they think. And
I think what
a
I'm
lot
saying
Yankee
is a fact.
Fans,
what you're saying is an opinion. Two different things.
That's why we're the fan, because we call in and people give opinions, and then we give opinions,
you're
and
right.
then they give some more opinions, and then we give them. And you are just dismissing
round.
All of their opinions, Jerry.
No, I'm not. I just
That's
just
what happens
that,
when you're snarky. You don't listen to people.
Just that one opinion.
How about
I don't
the
agree
fact
with.
That we get so high and so low in such a short amount of time? Coming into the series, house money, if they take a game or two off them, it'll be great. Now, the series should be over. They should have won.
But that's the beauty of it all. That's why we're all invested in it. I mean, we here at the radio station are really invested
in
it.
Of course. No doubt about it.
Come
it's
on!
Great. Yeah.
At least four more games.
Yes,
let's go.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You got an update.
All right. Brought to you by Caldwell University. Learn more about Caldwell University's online MBA by visiting caldwell.edu/online. So here we go. It is a decisive game 5 tonight in Cleveland. Joe Girardi's Yankees did their part to make this happen.
We got back to the spot by battling and fighting, and we're going to need to do it again. So it's a really important game.
And he's very pleased about the guy he'll be handing the ball to.
CC, I thought, threw a pretty good game here the last time, and CC's used to these big moments, so, I mean, we feel good about him on the mound.
And Sabathia,
for four innings.
Would have been better if you left him in.
Here we go.
He was 5 1/3 Friday.
We feel good for him about four innings. I was telling Jerry before, I don't know if you heard this, Joe Girardi is going to be lined up like Usain Bolt.
Oh.
In the starting blocks, to get him off the mound.
He's
if something
got everyone
happens.
Available.
Right, and really, that's the way he has to be. Let's face it. This is where the Yankees, in my eyes, this is where the Yankees, you know, are at a significant disadvantage.
You know,
well,
the ace of the hole,
Corey Kluber, the starting pitching matchup.
But their bullpen is their strength, and everyone's rested and ready to go tonight.
You know, the last time I saw Chad Green on the mound, what did he do?
What did he do? But they've had a day off.
Oh,
they're
I'm just
rested.
Saying. Like I know you're just saying what you're saying.
I'm
and
not
I get
saying
it,
it's a guarantee, but that is their strength.
That's your Yankee
that
fan
is their
opinion.
Strength.
I get it. Okay.
Continue.
Okay. All right. Sabathia just happy he'll actually be in this game as opposed to observing from the dugout.
Watching these games, I get an ulcer, but. Put pitching in them, it's a lot more fun.
And of course, you got the angle of him trying to eliminate the team he came up in the majors with.
You know, a lot of who I am as an adult, you know, as a male, as an adult man, you know, Cleveland kind of shaped that.
Threw well
really?
In game
an
two.
Adult
yeah.
man,
adult,
the land,
a male, an adult man. Yes, so it took him a while to get to adult male.
the land.
Al pointed out, too, and he's right. He's dead on, too.
Al pointed something out?
He did.
That's right.
If you're not sure, we do a warm-up every morning, 5:45 to 6. You can catch it here on the fan.
I think everyone knows by now.
I just want to make sure. Yes. It could be someone listening for the first time.
And a warm-up. Podcast, yes, available. I get it. You guys are always promoting
that
something.
iTunes, right? Great. Right. This morning, they flashed up Sabathia and the Kluber matchup, and they have the still photo of Sabathia.
Yeah.
I'm with Al. Get us a better photo. It's
again,
not complimentary.
I mean, you were on Gardner last week. Now you're killing them for the stock photo on season.
Al, in fairness, counted.
He's not a thin man.
Look great.
He's not a thin man.
I know, but you
man.
Can come up with a better picture. That's
it's
all.
Al Dukes, baseball fact.
CeCe's not a physically healthy guy. He doesn't look physically healthy.
And he
I
pitches
agree.
Better when he's as he is.
That's right.
But it's just the picture's not great.
All right,
that's
well, he threw well in game two. We'll see if he can duplicate it. Corey Kluber did not, but he doesn't seem to be bothered by much of anything.
You know, it boils down to it's still the same game, you know, still 27 outs, all that kind of stuff. When it comes down to it, it's still the same game.
Guy was like catatonic yesterday. Unbelievable. He
kinda
is on
weird, right?
Yeah, well, he doesn't, you know, the pulse doesn't go up or down much. He is on regular rest for this one. Owned a 1.67 ERA when that was the case during the regular season.
How many pitches did he throw in game two, you know?
I don't off the top of my head.
I can find
Jerry
out for
can
you.
Effort yeah, that for you okay. while we
just Google it.
Listen to Terry Francona.
76 pitches, 45 for strikes.
So basically they threw the same amount of pitches.
They did.
There you go. Here they are back
Sabathia,
again in game
I think
five.
I want to say it was 77 pitches, 78
right.
pitches.
Right in that range, yep. Yes. And there is a reason why Terry Francona set it up this way.
We wanted Kluber if we got to this game. We got to this game.
And it'll begin shortly
Isn't
after 8
weird,
o'clock tonight.
Though, that you would be thinking about a game five?
A
like
bit.
I understand why he did what he did, and it certainly worked out with Bauer. Game one, awesome, yep. Although Bauer was terrible last time out on short rest. But like, why if I was him, and I'm not really questioning him, although I'm wondering aloud, I guess. If I'm Terry Francona and I'm looking at my team that had a 22-game winning streak, the best team in baseball, I think, unquestionably the last 2-3 months of the season, why would I care about a game five? Why would I think, let's go win this damn thing in
it's
three and let's
question.
Move on?
I don't know. I'm not
now,
sure.
Now, it's worked
what...
out because he's yeah. got his guy tonight. Right. But like, why would you even be thinking that way? I would think game one and then regular rest whenever that comes up again, whether it's game four or game five.
I guess... the series started Thursday. Game four was on, what, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it would have been regular rest
right.
as well. Yeah,
How about the old short rest for Trevor Bauer?
How'd that go?
How'd
yes.
that work out?
And the other day when we talked about this, what Baseball Reference was showing must have been regular season only because obviously in the postseason he had started on short rest.
Right, he didn't do a good job.
No, he did not.
Sure.
He did not. So you got first pitch shortly after 8 o'clock, pregame on the fan, 7:25. And the Indians could have Edwin Encarnacion back from the ankle sprain. And Girardi said 8 of his 9 lineup spots are locked in. He's still crunching the numbers for his DH
Don't
choice.
Don't you have to give Matt Holliday a chance?
I guess, but I agree with Girardi
for the numbers. I mean,
no, but the fact that he hasn't had a live at bat in over a week
whose fault
now.
Is that?
I understand, but that is the situation they're presented with.
You know
now,
what? Pinch
so.
Hitters sometimes don't have at-bats in a long time, and they come up and they do the most amazing things.
I'm not saying it's a guaranteed no. I just understand why it's not. Hey we're definitely going to go to them.
I know you have a baseball game Thursday night with your kids, right?
In Lakewood Blue Claw Stadium. Yes.
Nice, nice. Are you the manager?
I am.
Yeah, okay, good. Just want to know.
And I make the decisions.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
And most
I could
of
tell
them
you.
Are,
I could tell it.
Most
man.
Of them
you,
are
you
wrong.
You get more and more confident as the days go by, man.
It's not based on winning losses, I can tell you that.
Okay.
And I just did the dates wrong. Game four was Monday, so Kluber would have been in short rest had he pitched game one.
Yes.
All right? Okay, there you go. All right, we move on. You had the rainout in Chicago. Game four between the Cubs and the Nationals pushed back to this afternoon, early this evening, however you want to call it. It wasn't raining early in the day in Chicago yesterday. They were supposed to start late afternoon, early evening. Then it was raining. Didn't think they'd have a window. Here's Joe Torre on all of that.
It didn't look like there was any break in the action that was going to be significant enough for us to play baseball. In complete dry.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
You know what? You don't want to put the starting pitchers in a bad spot.
Right.
Well, that's the whole thing. Now, let me ask you this question. I saw this story yesterday, and I'm not sure how accurately they are reporting it, but supposedly they had asked Steven Strasburg if he wanted to pitch.
To that, yes.
Oh, you have that.
I'm just going to get to it, but you can lead us right into it.
So yes. I was just going to say, so they asked him supposedly to pitch, and he turned them down because he's not feeling well.
He's under the weather. He ran, did a half-mile jog yesterday afternoon, said he was wheezing during the jog. This is according to Bob Nightingale of the USA Today, by the way. We should put that out there. So he basically said, I'm not feeling up to it.
Right. So
it takes Dusty off the hook, too, because
little bit.
By not making the change.
Now, Dusty said something about there's mold in
yes,
Chicago.
Here,
now, I was just in Chicago. Right. I was
there's
there for the Monday night game
Chicago?
At Chicago.
In their hotel coming
really?
Through the AC vents. Yes.
I
so they're
understand.
All, the bunch of the guys are a little bit under the weather. So you got that aspect. Strasburg's not feeling well. On top of that, now they had to change hotels because they weren't supposed to stay last night. So there's a bunch of stuff going on with the Nats, and they're facing elimination. It does not sound good.
And Roark is pitching for them.
Tanner
right?
Roark and Jake Arrieta is the matchup.
Isn't that amazing?
Bottom line.
You got all
yes.
these guys making all this money and all these big names and watching this guy and watching that guy, and it comes time to go save your season. And Tanner Roark's going to be the guy.
That's the guy. So we'll see if he can get it done today. That's
I hope
a,
they lose. I can't. I hope the Nationals.
Tanner Roark's not garbage.
Lose. He's not. But the
he's
point
not
is, but Strasburg on regular rest would have.
Yeah, but you're making Tanner Roark to be out like a seventh starter that you know is
yeah,
7
he's
and 19.
Not $190 million starting pitcher, Steven Strasburg.
No, but he's. I bet you. That's a different issue. That's
this
a completely
it'd be the same
issue.
As saying for the Indians tonight that they've got to start.
Hey, man,
whoever.
This is money time, dude. You either show up or you
I agree.
Don't, man.
I agree.
Don't,
yes.
Listen, there are a lot of guys that are playing right now, and then Encarnacion. I know, I got it, whatever. He'll be that
really.
Guy tonight because he's got a bad ankle.
Just go with
Encarnacion. He's going to give it a go. He's going to give it a go.
Why not? Others have for
yes,
years.
That's correct.
That's true.
All right, we'll get to some football news now.
He's glaring at
NFL
me.
Owners will. Why is he glaring at you? That wasn't a shot at
I
him.
Don't know.
All right. NFL owners will meet next week to consider changes to league policy or league suggestion, however you want to phrase it, on standing for the national anthem. Commissioner Roger Goodell.
League policy, not league suggestion.
Sent out Tuesday.
Enough's enough already. That's basically what they're saying. And
yes.
That's why on Monday I told you about Jerry Jones and Stephen Ross both coming out and saying, look, it's time for us to stand for the national anthem and stop this nonsense because it's hurting business. And you can talk about, you know, constitutional rights and freedom of speech and all this other stuff. At the end of the day, each individual team is a privately held company and they can have whatever they want as their guidelines for their employees. That's right. And
Jerry Jones yesterday on the Fan in Dallas made that point that this is a workplace
yes.
Situation. And, you know, the one thing, too, because this comes up, it really has come up a lot, this whole freedom of speech thing. No one's saying you can't say it. No one's saying you can't do it. But there are consequences. You're not being put in jail if you do this or you say something. But there are going to be consequences if that is against company policy. Like, I couldn't do certain things here.
Of course you
I would
can.
Think Mark would either fire me or suspend
now,
me immediately.
The interesting thing, it may be different at state universities. You know, so
why
for college kids, because it's a government entity. It's not a private entity. So if you are a San Francisco 49er and your name is Colin Kaepernick and you put that uniform on and you go out on that field, you are an employee of the San Francisco 49ers. They have a right to tell you this is the way we want you to act. And if you don't act the way we want you to act and you don't fall within our guidelines of what we want, then, you know, we may fire you. And that's basically what Jerry Jones was saying yesterday. But, you know, I said it last year when the day after the Colin Kaepernick was sitting on his ass and he had the pig socks on in practice. And I said, you know, this is the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen any player do on the field. And the reason I said that is because not that I'm trying to suppress his rights or I don't believe in the purity of whatever his argument is. It's because he's at a workplace and it is a private workplace. And he is putting right in the line of fire what that owner has basically tried to build, you know, the family tried to build their entire lives. And that's the San Francisco 49ers. And whether... And this is the other argument, because I sit there on Inside the NFL, on NFL Today, and, you know, we always discuss these things. And in private, you know, the point being is that the players in this situation, the Colin Kaepernicks of the world, the Marcus Peters of the world, the Marshawn Lynches, those guys believe in their heart the purity of what they're doing. So you are never going to change their mind, nor should you ever try to change their mind. That's their right. That's how they believe. But then on the other hand, if somebody sees them not standing for the national anthem and finds that to be repulsive and to be, insulting, you're not going to change that person's mind.
Their opinion.
It's their opinion. And we are at loggerheads here, but the far majority of people do not want to see these players doing this because They buy a ticket. They watch it on TV. They buy the products that support these teams through sponsorships and everything else. Don't want to be hit over the head with a political message, no matter. And then there's the other crafting of the argument, you know, how uncomfortable it is. You know, if you and that's why going to a sporting event, going to an NBA game or a hockey game or a football game or a baseball game should be just that. You're buying entertainment. You want to watch the sport. You don't want to be hit over the head with somebody's political views about something. I said it last year, a year ago, and I'm going to say it again today. You know, the players off the field can do whatever they want. Malcolm Jenkins can go work with the mayor of the city of Philadelphia, the police chief of Philadelphia. He can go down to the Capitol and talk to Speaker Ryan. He can do all of those things. Why? Because he's a Philadelphia Eagle football player and he's famous. So he has access. He has athletic privilege. He has the ability to go make change if he wants to. He can run for office if he wants to. He can support certain candidates that believe the way that he believes. He can do all of that stuff. And nobody's suppressing any of that.
I agree.
But the moment he puts a Philadelphia Eagle uniform on, he is in a private workplace. And for some reason, people on that side of the argument don't want to see it that way. But that's the way it is. There is no legal ramifications whatsoever towards Jerry Jones, Stephen Ross, Jeffrey Lurie, Roger Goodell, because it is a private workplace.
And just
end of story.
And just to tie that up, the thing I think that's getting lost in the Goodell statement or letter to the owners yesterday is essentially the fact that says, now we've got to move on to the initiatives and we have to do it.
And why are they doing that?
Because
ratings are down. People are not going to games. People are writing owners. People are telling owners that this is not what I've signed up for. I don't want to buy a season ticket to somebody who's disrespecting the flag in my eyes. I'm just telling you, that's the reality of what is happening.
You're right, and it all started with the players doing it. So on both sides, you can say they have both accomplished what they set out to do. Now it's time for the action, and this is where the players need to hold them accountable. They say that we're going to start the initiatives. Make sure they do it. And then I feel like progress is starting to be made.
But I don't understand. Like, here's the one thing I'm like, why is the NFL the one that's responsible for this?
Because it's their players doing it.
But I'm just saying, like, the NFL in general is the one. The NFL
they
is
want their
business.
Owners to support their
the
players.
The NFL is selling entertainment. The NFL is just like if you go to a concert. You know, if you like the band, you're going to buy the ticket and go listen to the band because you want to be entertained by those people.
Right, but they do the same thing.
But that's what the NFL. But I'm just saying that the NFL is an entity which millions of people love. They want to go watch their teams. They love their teams. They don't always appreciate some of the things that their teams do or that their players may do off the field, whether it be domestic violence or whether it be switching a kid or whatever the situation may be. And those guys pay the consequence for those actions. But now the consequences of these actions are twofold. One, Colin Kaepernick can't find a job. And number two, fans are moving away from the NFL, which is dangerous, which is nobody wants that. The mindset that somebody that's making $10 million a year as a private employee for a private entity is willing to go out there on the field of play and put all that at risk and jeopardy is like mind-numbing to me. Why would you want to do that? And if you want to use your celebrity off the field, that's a different story. You can do that. You can do whatever you want.
And some have started doing that.
I'll tell you right now, I've talked to people within the NFL, within the television circles, that this is a major, major problem, and the ratings are down. And don't think that they aren't, because they are. And it's a shame. It really is, because I love the league. I love working for CBS. I love talking about the game. But now we get ourselves caught up in all this other political BS, and we get dragged into all this stuff. I mean, it's frustrating. I'll tell you what, it's all-consuming, and it's exhausting.
All right, Chris. Thanks.
I'm gonna just tiptoe out of the studio.
6:43 on the fan.
You know, you see what I did? I iced the puck on you. I didn't want you to talk about
I'm
the Rangers.
I'm concerned about
night.
The desk here. It sounded.
I get so mad at this stuff.
The morning show with Boomer Esiason.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit hyundaiusa.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.